This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson. Here's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com is where you can find us. You can also contact us by phone at 844-551-8255. If you don't get the show live, don't sweat it. Leave a message. We'll play it. If you want us to play it, we'll take your phone number out if you leave that. We make sure you're not, your identity stays clear. The other thing I do is I play your message in its entirety outside of what I just described. If you're mad at me, let me know. You don't agree with me, it's okay. I had a guy, he wrote to me, says, he didn't call, he wrote, and he says, Kevin, I don't agree with you on your take about teachers molesting these young boys at the age of 15 or whatever. It diminishes the rape of women to young boys, blah, blah, blah. And I in no way wish to do that. The women's movement has now allowed us to say women can be sexual predators, etc. But what I did say was, in my personal experience, the teachers that I've seen that have, quote, molested these boys, and when I was 15 years old, I would have been in line, that long line of boys who would have been saying, molest me. Now, I grew up in the country where men are men and sheep are sheep and not scared. And we were all boy, and we knew what it was to be a man. And by the time we were 15 years old, let me tell you, we were doing the work of men. So we weren't worried about teachers molesting us. Our parents raised us strong. Texas proud. And so, you know, I have a very different feeling about it than the snowflake generation that's coming up today going, oh my gosh, that teacher, she's hot, but she looked at me. You know, I get it. I'm not exonerating these teachers. These are young kids who haven't developed sexually and so on and so forth. But by the time I was 15 years old, I'm telling you, and Mary Jo Letourneau is the only one I can remember, but the second one, I remember this girl. She was stripper beautiful. I mean, you know, kind of slutty looking, but quite frankly, in a scale of 1 to 10, this woman's a solid 8. And there's no way on heck that she would have been molesting me. And if that ruins your idea around, you know, something, then I'm sorry. What really got me was a person said, I can no longer follow your work. Why? Because we may disagree on, well, I get it. You can be passionate about a subject and not threaten to leave me. And by the way, if you want to threaten to leave, trust me when I tell you, I don't give a crap. You know, if people, Kevin, I'll never listen to your radio show. Okay, thank you. You don't even have to tell me. I don't know when most people quit listening. I don't know when most people quit writing. You know what they do? They just stop. The idea that you want me to be alerted that you're leaving, I find fascinating. Like, what do you think I'm going to do? Call, listen, please don't leave me. I promise I will not do it again. And if you will, I'm sorry. You're not getting that out of me. Go. Go find something better. I dare you. You know, look, we may not always get it right. And we do try to, you know, we are a humor-based group here. But the seriousness of it, I understand. There are kids who can be traumatized from those incidents, and I certainly feel for them. I just wouldn't have been one of them. Can we not at least examine the other side of the perspective before we start coming down on each other? That's what we tend to do. We're so sanctimonious on, Kevin, you must agree with me on this thing because this is involving sexuality of young boys. I know exactly what it's involving. And you could say, Kevin, you've got 4 sons. What if it happened to one of your sons? I would have the same opinion. I'd say, boy, you know, really strange. And I do understand it from a perspective of parents. Kevin, would you want a teacher, being a predator on one of your kids? I would probably consider it a compliment that my boys are pretty hot. And they are. They're pretty good looking kids. Their dad is stunning. Do you know him? Have you seen him? Yeah. But I do understand the other side of it. All boys are not raised to be men. All boys do not have the feelings that, you know, the sense of self that I had when I was 14, 15, 16 years old. And I understand that. I think it's unfortunate. But I'm not saying become cookie cutter clones of Kevin Jackson. That's not the point. I mean, when we listen to this radio show, the Kevin Jackson Show, I tell you all the time, you're entitled to your opinion. I respect your opinions. But I'm not going to threaten to leave you over them. I encourage your opinions. Your reality and your universe is going to be different than mine, except at our core, we should agree. Now, that being said, teachers should not molest kids. They should not. I don't understand what a 20-something-year-old woman, you know, 30-year-old woman might have in a 15-year-old boy. I don't understand the cougar mentality. But that's not fair, because that's like saying I don't understand what, you know, an older man might see in a young, beautiful girl who's developing. I'll tell you my own personal universe there. When I see a young, beautiful girl who's 16 years old, but she's developed beyond her, her physicality is developed beyond her years, I immediately think of a child. I mean, I'll just be honest. I think of a child. I think, wow, that girl is stunning physically, but she's mentally a child. And I can't even tell you how fast the revolt hits me in terms of, you know, if you were to ever think of her as anything more than that. It's revolting. Because I think of the thing that children think. I think of the what's going to come of them. And it's like, wow, who would want to take away that innocence? Great, she could be stacked. She could have been the girl who the Commodores wrote Brick House over. It wouldn't matter to me. I think there's something innate in a real man that goes, that's a child. I mean, and now I have sons, you know, that are, my oldest son's 28 years old. If I see a girl that's under, you know, 28 years, I mean, younger than that, quite honestly, but under 28 years old, I'm thinking, I mean, she appears to be a child to me, like one of my sons. You get into your 30s, well, you know, that's a whole different thing. You know that people have matured enough, for the most part, have matured enough, and they can start making decisions, yada, yada, yada. So that's a whole other deal. You know, if she wants to be with a 60-year-old guy, I understand the attraction. I get it. Anyway, lots to talk about, folks. Lots going on. Houston, Texas is draining their swamp. And I only wish it was D.C. that was draining its swamp. What about you? Got a lot to talk about with Houston. Not so much the carnage of Hurricane Harvey, but the aftermath. You think this is good for Trump, or do you not? Give us a call, 844-551-8255. Montana, it's in the news, but you're not hearing much about it. By the way, where's the Russian investigation? Anybody? Anybody?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you guys are tuning in. I know we've run a few best of shows. We've been forced to because of, well, it was the holiday. I'm going to take a day as well. I take them when I can get them because I got to tell you, I'm exhausted these days. Time shifts going from Phoenix, St. Louis to, to New York. And just the day-to-day grind. It was funny. A lady contacted me and she says, Kevin, I hear it in your voice. And I didn't really pay attention to it. And then I started hearing it in my voice. It's crazy. It's an amazing schedule. And it's because we're trying to do so much to change the world. We really are. We have some big things going on, folks. I'm serious. And I'm excited about them. You know, you're nervously excited because we want to see things become a success. For example, BleedingBlueMovie.com. That movie will finish here soon. And I must tell you, it's an amazing film. And I've got, you know, I'm the owner in it, and me and a partner. And we've also enlisted the support of a Hollywood guy by the name of Kevin Sorbo, who's going to help us promote it. Hercules.
He needs to do the heavy lifting.
But it's a big deal. Cops being killed. had a guy contact me about firefighters. And I'm going to segue that into the Montana fires. Because the countries, we've had our attention trained on Houston, Texas for quite some time now. A Category 4 hurricane, which isn't even the biggest, caused havoc in the state of Texas, and specifically Houston. But in Montana, we've got fires that have burned almost 500,000 acres. 200,000 square miles of Montana, Idaho, Wyoming, and the Dakotas. And the dangers for new fires, they say, is ready at any point. Firefighters are battling blazes on huge swaths of land, and we haven't even mentioned this. And I said, you know, the problem with Montana, Idaho, and Wyoming and the Dakotas is there just aren't enough minorities. It's only the Indians. Yeah, that would be the Indians. So all the white folks up there, they figure, hey, we got Houston, which is chock full of minorities, and we've got the president down there, and I'm certainly not blaming Donald Trump. But holy cow, we got people in those states dying. A firefighter died, in fact. And I mean, I'm just telling you, fires are horrible. I was in one. I've seen these Weather Channel disaster stories. I don't know if you guys have seen those. I watched this family run, just the fire was creeping across. I mean, just making a, not creeping, it was running across the road. And this family was in a vehicle, and they were trying to outrun it, and there were people coming out of the other direction. I mean, it was truly scary. But I've been in a fire where my brother and I were joking and thinking it was no big deal. And then when they came up, it was like four or five trucks, farmers from around the way, came over with these big barrels full of water so we could, you know, put these sacks in the water. And my brother and I were running our little butts up and down that fire line trying to stop that fire from spreading. I will never forget how I felt, the fear I felt at that time. Like, this could burn our houses and burn, you know, thousands and thousands of acres. And, of course, the men were deadly serious when they were giving these things out and driving their trucks and dropping us off saying, catch it. You know, we were trying to build a fire line, if you will, a point of demarcation where the fire wouldn't jump with these wet sacks. And then having to run back to the truck and replenish. It was really strange, but I'm glad I went through that because I gained an understanding. And as I've said, I've been through two floods, but, you know, this Montana thing is a big deal. And look, I'm not trying to get these things to compete. It's not, oh, well, the Houston flood is bigger than the Montana fires. They're all bad. There's human suffering and citizens are suffering. They say rainfall hasn't been any help in Montana, but lightning strikes sparked at least 40 more fires. Is that not amazing? And then, we have a family that lives in Montana. The winds will push through, these straight line winds, and just spread that fire fast. But sadly, firefighter Brett Witham of Mentone, California, he died at because a tree fell on him as he was fighting one of these fires. This is just, it's tragic. And it reminds me, and I'm getting off field here, but I've got so many things going through my mind because you know what's bugging me? What's bugging me is our inability to speak the truth on these issues. So I was going to cover the firefighters and how they've lowered the standards, but we'll do that another time. I do want to talk about Houston, though. I want to talk about the swamp of Houston. In the sense that Donald Trump goes down there. He didn't do a drive-by. Remember when Barack Obama flew over Sandy? He flew over it in a helicopter. And then he finally lands, does a photo op. He's days late. And everybody's talking about how well it was handled and all this. And it was not handled as well as Trump. But, and I asked the question earlier, do you think this is going to help Donald Trump, the Texas situation with Harvey? I don't see any other way that it can. But here's the thing. I don't think Trump cares whether he gets a bump, whether this helps him or not. I think Donald Trump looks at this as, you know what? I'm doing the right thing. I saw these. We have a clip of two ladies talking about Trump, black ladies. It's a short clip, so let's play that real quick.
Collins snapped this selfie after talking with the president.
He really did say, yes, we just want to get the help that we needed.
And how'd that make you feel?
It made me feel wonderful.
I had a different opinion of him, and now I think that he's a wonderful man.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. All I can say is, uh-oh, to the left. I mean, we're talking about black folks who had an opinion of Donald Trump that was negative, and suddenly things have changed. Now, there are people that saw that clip and went, so what? A couple of black chicks don't care about Trump. Now they've changed their mind. Folks, let me tell you something. Donald Trump's handling of Harvey in the equivalent of Texas Chocolate City, because it's like New Orleans. Houston is probably, 35% black, 35% Hispanic, 30% white. So minorities outnumber white folks, and Donald Trump, not only, he didn't do a drive-by, this dude is spending time in Texas. He's helping out. If you think for one second that this is not resonating with black folks, you better check it out. You better think again. Donald Trump is making a mockery out of the idea that he's a racist. When he picked that little black baby up and gave her a kiss, and all these black folks are around him in these shelters, folks, this is a big deal. It's not done for election because there's not one coming up, not anytime soon.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Everybody, Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com. I'm the author of Race Pimping. I hope you go get it, racepimping.com. And I also hope you go check out our movie trailer, bleedingbluemovie.com. That's enough housekeeping. So there was an interview done with Kim Kardashian in, of all places, Interview Magazine. And on the cover, they made Kim Kardashian America's First Lady. They dressed her up to look like 1960s icon Jackie O, or Jackie Kennedy at the time. I mean, she's got the all the garb. And I have to say, Kim is a lot less attractive when they put her fully, you know, like, as a 1960s iconic woman, she's a lot less attractive. She's more attractive when she's trying to show off all of her attributes. But you got what they were trying to do. And I don't want to say I was offended by it, because I wasn't. I was surprised by it. Really? So if she's First Lady, then Kanye West is obviously President of the United States. Can you imagine that world where Kanye West is President of the United States? What about Samuel L. Jackson? What about Spike Lee? What about George Clooney? He spoke out against Donald Trump recently because he's promoting a movie. It's funny how the level of miscalculation, folks, on Donald Trump is disturbing. It's hard for me to believe that the left can be so obtuse that they don't see how well Trump is doing and how this is going to backfire. Or maybe I'm just not good at marketing. I'm not good at rolling with the punches. Anti-Trump, pro-Trump, whatever. I look at guys like Eric Erickson and, you know, the National Review folks, who was it? I forget the guy's name, Bill Kristol and others, anti-Trump. Then they swing back and forth, and they stay in the public eye speaking at different places and probably do a lot better in life than I do. But you know what I have and what most of you have? You have principle. If Donald Trump screws up, we'll be the first ones to tell you. Do you like everything he's done? No, I don't. I'm sure you don't either. But I certainly like a lot of it. And you know what I really like? I like his attitude towards the truth. See, truth remains on vacation. It's been on practically a 30-year vacation. People are afraid to speak the truth. You hear me talk about this often. And folks, let's be honest. We're all guilty of it to some degree. Maybe there's something you don't want to tell your kids, you don't want to tell your spouse, you don't want to tell your employer. Some of it, they don't need to know, but some of it, they may. Some of the truth is keeping you from progressing as far as you'd like to progress. So it upsets me when people can't exercise their full potential because they can't speak the truth. I think that's why I found politics so abhorrent. Is that the right word I'm looking for? Abhorrent. Yeah, I knew I'd get it out eventually. You take these great folks that really want to do the right thing, and the thing that stops them is they say, oh, I have that DUI. Oops, I have that domestic violence incident. Oops, I have this, I don't know, whatever it may be. And they define themselves by that. We define ourselves by our mistakes. Talking to my son the other day, he's got a scooter. And he goes out and he says, hey, Dad, can you come outside and do the scooter with him? I go, sure. So I get up and he can't do a trick. And I go, you can do that trick. And I explain the physics of it. I said, if you build up enough speed, you'll have the momentum. You'll jump that scooter off the curb and you're going to land nice and, you know, whatever. Sounds pretty basic, right? But if for a 10-year-old, it's a big deal. So he goes out and he does it. And he's like, oh, I did it. I go, yeah. And I go, come back, circle around and do it again. You know, you'll find out it's easier. And he did it. And it took him 5 times to get over the notion of it. But each time he did it, he gained more. I had to ask him. I was talking him through it. So you're getting more confident, right? Yeah. Okay, circle back and do it again. Are you understanding the physics of it? You've already got momentum, and your force is propelling you forward. And, you know, I'm giving him the physics of it. I want him to understand it. I'm actually using physics equations. That's the opportunity to teach. And he does it 4 or 5 times. I said, now you can do it the other way. You can come back, jump with your whole body, because the physics of it is everything's moving with you at the same speed. You don't have to do anything crazy. So he did it. He says, Dad, I've learned 2 tricks in in a small amount of time. This is amazing. We're excited. 2 days later, he comes in with his scooter. He's mad. I can see his attitude. I'm like, what's up with you? Why are you mad? Can't do that trick I'm trying to do. I go, what happened to enjoying your scooter? You just learned 2 new tricks. What about those? Those are easy now. I can do them. I go, so you're like a magician. Once you know how the trick is done, you're no longer happy with that trick and fooling people. You got to move on. I understand the attitude. But see, you're not making any money. You're supposed to enjoy the scooter. And he's trying to, get this concept. And I'm just telling him, can you just not go enjoy the scooter? Enjoy the tricks that you've learned until you can learn new ones. Anyway, we're afraid to say the truth. And like with my son, it upsets me when we can't even enjoy our lives because we're too afraid to talk about real issues with people and have dialogue. And I know what you're going to say, Kevin, the left doesn't want to have any dialogue. That's fine. You have dialogue. If it's a monologue, no problem. Enjoy the monologue. Have phone conversations with fictitious friends and talk about these issues if you need to in front of these people. But make sure your voice is getting heard. So this thing we're talking about these days is DACA, the Dreamers. And what I've noticed is that when you're young and you're an illegal, they call you a dreamer. When you're old and you're an illegal, they call you undocumented. I want to get into that later. Because I want to talk about Trump releasing his Obama letter. But DACA bugs me. And so does the Obama letter that was written to Trump. And I'm going to read pieces of it and we're going to parse it. So bear with me. It's one thing our periodical wrote this. The fame letter from former President Barack Obama to incoming President Trump, delivered on Inauguration Day, outlined 4 messages to his successor. I could honestly talk about each one of these messages individually, and it would blow your mind. So the first thing he says is, respect our great fortune. Now, if you didn't chuckle like I did when you saw that, when you heard that, it cracks me up. Respect our great fortune. So we've got, we're the poorest country technically, but we're the wealthiest country because of you, because you get up and go to work every day. We'd be the poorest country if leftists got their wish, which is everybody on welfare or everybody working for a certain amount of money We'd become one of the poorest nations on the planet. But because you get up and you're more productive, you are four times more productive than any other culture in the world. And so, because you're that way, and you get up every morning, you have amassed a great fortune. We can eradicate our almost $20 trillion of debt in a short amount of time if everybody in America just decided we're going to kick in and do it. Because you're that productive. And Barack Obama, who doubled your debt by printing money and being a complete economic idiot, he says to Donald Trump, respect our great fortune. Unbelievable. So this man essentially got, well, I don't know, what is our credit rating now? It's like junk bonds. He printed this $1 trillion a year with nothing to back it up, therefore devaluing the dollar. He did trade deals that are embarrassing. If you know anything about trade, the idea of trade is it's equal. If you were to go to the doctor and say, hey, listen, I make belts, but if you'll treat me, I'll give you belts. And the doctor goes, okay, how many belts do you think you're going to have to make for this doctor? You think you're going to give him one belt and he's going to be cool? Come in anytime you want. He'll tell you, for every visit, you need to have three or four belts for me, or whatever it may be. But it's not going to be an imbalance. But we've operated this way for decades. And we've done it worse under Obama, who supposedly would want to fix it, but instead he wants to do TPP, this Trans-Pacific Partnership, buys into NAFTA, and so on, and runs up a trade deficit that is bigger than the GDP of probably three quarters of the countries on the planet. And he sees nothing wrong. Anyway, that was only issue number one that he brought up with Trump. Respect our great fortune. When we come back, we'll talk about the others. Keep it here, folks. You're listening to Kevin Jackson Show.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. We were talking about truth. This is the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. And we will give you the truth. If we make a mistake, we'll tell you. Screwed up. No big deal. Why cover it up?
Oh, we're so smart over here.
We make mistakes all the time. But when it comes to opinion, we don't ever make mistakes. Because opinions are your own. You don't make mistakes. You may have a different reality than I do, and that's okay. But it's not a mistake. We have different points of view, and that's cool. Anyway, I was talking about Barack Obama's letter that he wrote to incoming President Donald Trump. He delivered it on Inauguration Day. It had four messages on it, and we covered the first one, which is respect our great fortune. Because Barack Obama certainly did, right? I know, I feel like my tax dollars have gone to the right thing. I know that we were, what, $9+ trillion in debt, and we almost went to $20 trillion. Barack Obama doubled our national debt. He spent more money than George Bush, who was absolutely reckless in his spending. He changed nothing. His second piece of advice was respect America's leadership in the world. And the reason why I'm even bringing these up is I want you to understand a man who's sending a letter to the president of the United States, the incoming president, a man that he has no respect for whom he has no respect, would have been a better way to put it, Donald Trump, whom he thought would never become president of the United States. And he's saying to him, respect our great fortune, which Barack Obama didn't. Respect our great leadership in the world, America's leadership in the world. What leadership? Do you think Barack Obama respected America's leadership? The man who went on a bowing campaign when he went out? The man who went out and told everybody, essentially, America is at fault. We apologize. They called it the apology tour. Do I need to remind you guys of this? The apology tour. Respect America's great leadership in the world. Barack Obama had Iran, who he called tiny. These are the people who have spread terror throughout the entire world. Just go back and research this, folks. We're going to be doing a lot on this because I support the Iranian resistance. But he called them tiny. And in the dark of night, sent them over $1 billion to build their nuclear program. You know who else did something similar, except he did it up front, was Bill Clinton, who built Kim Jong-un's nuclear capability. And that fool just shot a missile over Japan and detonated a hydrogen bomb. They said it registered as a 5.6 earthquake, or up to 6.2, depending upon what fake news rag you read. But he says to Donald Trump, respect America's great leadership in the world. Wow. I find it incredible that Barack Obama would leave the message. The first two things he says, respect our great fortune, which Barack Obama spent money. In fact, he just put in his budget for next year. He says he needs $1.15 million after the presidency. That's the budget that he's established for himself. I don't know if that includes his $20,000 a month, his Secret Service, his franking privileges, his staff, the cost of his office. They're building his library, for goodness sake. What does he need another $1 million from us for? He just got a $60 million book deal. He speaks for $400,000. Don't you think that Negro can carry his own weight now? Respect America's great fortune. As Barack Obama leaves office, having taken more vacations than any president in history, his wife having, what, 29 or 28 people in her entourage? You know how many Melania has? I think she has 6. They said Melania Trump will save millions of dollars as first lady. We already know Donald Trump will save money. The guy even wanted to use his own jet. They say Trump's lost $1 billion during the presidency. What do you think Barack Obama did? Go back and look at his life leading up to the presidency and look at Trump's and tell me who respects America's great fortune. One of the first things Barack Obama did, he took, I don't know what the cost was, but it was like a $400,000 date night to Chicago because he took Air Force One, all the Secret Service, so he could eat at a restaurant in Chicago. You better know that that benefited one of his buddies, his crony capitalists, who feathered his nest for the next election. Don't think he did that uncalculated. Do you think Barack Obama cares about the Treasury of the United States? You think that brother is a spendthrift? Sheesh. Unbelievable. Respect America's leadership in the world. Barack Obama released 5 Gitmo terrorists to get back a traitor. Barack Obama uses drone strikes to fight against ISIS. Do you know why you're not hearing the whole ISIS saga of how big and bad ISIS is all of a sudden? Because they're getting their butts kicked. Trump he's got troops in Afghanistan. He slowly kept those troops there and he's rebuilt it. He's fighting this war on the ground little by little, gaining intelligence. And you know what he's doing more than anything? He's getting the people of the world to pay attention to him, because you know what he's doing? He's saying, if you want to do business with the United States, you better handle your scandal. You better be dealing with your terrorists, because we're not going to deal with them. We're going to help you do it. We're going to, you know, keep this thing going, because it, you know, as the saying goes, it's a lot easier to stay in shape than to get in shape. So he's going to leave the troops there, leave the intelligence gathering apparatus. He'll keep it there for a while, but you'll slowly see that scale back. The same way you're watching Donald Trump scale back the size of government. He's already let go of, what, I don't know, hundreds of people at the VA. You got a bad record at the VA, you're not treating veterans right, you're gone. Every one of his staffers, not some of them, not most of them, every single one of them has scaled back the size of government. Every one. That's reducing our debt. That's reducing our deficit. He's saying, no, we're going to slim this thing down. When the Russians said, oh, we're going to let go of your consulates and kick your people out, Trump was like, fine. No problem. We don't need to play spy games. You want to know why, Vladimir? Because if you're going to do business with us, if you're going to do business with China, if you're going to be a solid citizen of the world, you're going to have all roads lead back to us.
Oh, I can do business with Europe.
I tell you what. You do business with Europe, because all that the Russians have to sell is oil. And I tell you what, I'm going to tell Europe, stop doing business with the Russians. How about you start refining Chinese oil? How long do you think Putin's going to be able to keep Europe hostage? Poland and the surrounding states, the Warsaw Pact. How long do you think he's going to hold them hostage when Trump says to China and Africa, start shipping your oil over there? It's a lot easier to switch these technologies over. Oil used to be difficult to deal with because they have chemical components that each of those refineries have to deal with. But they can scale those things back a lot quicker now, especially overseas, because they have better refineries than we do, more modern. It's just a recipe, folks. You're cooking. So respect our great fortune. Respect our leadership in the world. The way you respect our leadership in the world is you showcase it. You show people what this economy can be. If I was another nation, I would be deathly afraid of the United States, not our military, of the fact that we have a leader in charge who does not care about politics. He's going to implement things that are good for this country, bringing back manufacturing. And look, if you can compete, go for it. The beauty of being an American is you know you outperform all these other countries. You know what these other countries are focused on? Germany and Sweden and all these places. Weeks and weeks of vacation. How much time they can get off. They're cutting their work weeks down to nothing. What innovation do they have? They're now fighting internal battles with leftism that they cannot win. And Trump's going to get rid of all that bureaucracy. Folks, we're going to be talking about this. I'm going to have to break it into pieces because I want to cover some other stuff when we come back. But we are going to talk about Obama's letter to President Trump. This has only been part 2.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.